Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, you know, I always wonder what we're going to talk about in these segments, but then things just keep happening. You know, stories keep coming out. There's always something, like Oklahoma's head coach throwing barbs at Coach Primetime, man. What's going on with that story?
Hold on. What barb did he throw?
Well, I guess it was. What did he do? He just said, I gave 12 months of grace. I was unlike Dion, basically.
I'm all for. When somebody throws a barb, I'm all for it. And
I am too, actually.
Is one of the most overblown things. Brent Venables said, essentially, this is what Coach Prime decided to do when he took our program. This is what I did. I didn't see any criticism. I didn't see that he said one way was right or one way was wrong. He just said this is the fact that I took. And so I'm always, you know, one thing we do, Brady, in sports is we try to create controversy where there is none. And I think right now, and you know that Buff Nation is in my heart, man. I love Buff Nation as much as anybody. But Buff fans, stop looking for the insult out there, right? There are some insults out there, sure. But that was not one of them. I think it's unfair to create controversy out of something that was a pretty benign comment. I read it and kind of went, oh, interesting, and moved on. And then when it blew up on social media, I'm like, what in the world is going on? Where's the insult here?
I will, because I've got it up in front of me. I'll admit, it's not like, it's not bulletin board material, but for me, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's get everybody just mad at each other. That makes, if they ever meet up, that makes it potentially really fun someday. Sports hate, Mark.
But here's the problem. Right now, Colorado is in a Pac-12. Oklahoma's on their way to the SEC. Even if there is a move for Colorado, there's no talk of Colorado being the SEC. The chances of the Buffs and Oklahoma meeting, potentially in a bowl game, could happen. But outside of that, it's not going to happen. I think we got non-conference games scheduled until like 2036. No one's going to remember that comment. No, nobody involved in those programs right now is going to be involved in a program at that point in time.
That's why we got to bring it back up 26 years from now, Mark. We have to go, hey, you guys remember that time?
I'm not going to be doing the game in 26 years, I guarantee.
I will let this memory live on forever. When he said, I give guys 12 months of grace, I was unlike Dion. Did Primetime have anything to say back? Because there's a bunch of fake stuff going on Twitter. Has he yet to comment?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I have no idea. There's so much stuff out there, man. It's you know, here's the thing to remember. Social media is not reality. And so I don't know if Prime is, you know, this is a very quiet time of year. The month of July is exceptionally quiet from a football standpoint. Heck, I'm leaving on Friday for my 100-mile wilderness horseback ride. I won't be around for about 8-9 days. And so right now, whatever is coming out there is just kind of it's that manufactured kind of stuff. And so I don't know if Prime has anything to say about that. Listen, I know this about Coach Prime. He's a man of character. And my guess would be that somebody probably brought that quote to by Brent Venables to his attention. He probably looked at it and went, whatever. I mean, come on, man. Dion's dealt with a lot bigger fish and a lot bigger barbs than that over the course of time. I'm not sure that one there was even going to make a ripple for him.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. You're right. July is a quiet time, but also a loud time because it's just talk. A lot of people just saying things. I do a good, the bad, the ugly segment to start the show, Mark. And my bad was really just the backlash for Russell Wilson. I loved that he's standing next to Primetime. He's out there working out with Shador and all that stuff. But again, anything Russ does is now a negative thing. I actually was starstruck by the picture I was thinking about. Now, if Russ can turn it around and Primetime can be what we hope he is, then think about that picture. You know, Seattle superstar, we got Primetime doing everything that he's done in his career here in our own backyard in the state of Colorado. But how did that go yesterday?
Well,
or 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago, and I got there. I was on campus that day, but I got there kind of early to mid-afternoon, so I think Russ had already taken off by then. That was more of a kind of a morning deal from what I understood. And, you know, listen, they're two very prominent individuals. you know, one in Coach Prime, is one of the greatest athletes of all time, and has become certainly from an attention standpoint one of the great coaches in the country. He's still, you know, after 3 years at Jackson State of having very good success, he's looking to build upon that and continue to build that reputation. And for Russell Wilson, he's been an All-Pro and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback in the NFL who really has got some work to do for the upcoming season. And so it was interesting seeing those guys out there and him throwing some balls on Folsom Field and having Shadur standing right there and other players. I mean, that's kind of a cool deal. But in this celebrity world in which we live, that was going to generate buzz, and it certainly did.
Yeah. Well, and then after that, you got Russ is in the airport. They got a new business there, and that became a thing. I'm like, man, Russ can't do anything anymore. He is at that point where anything he does is turned into some kind of a joke. Hopefully he turns it around next season.
Well, and I'll tell you this. Listen, there's a lesson to be learned right there. And that is, if you're going to live your life on social media, and Russ certainly did
that. True, yeah.
You're right. Guess what, then? You're going to have to face the ups and downs and the criticism that comes with that. And that's the danger of that all the time. When, you know, the social media thing is such a – I mean, you and I could sit and talk for 6 hours on the air about the ills and the positives of social media and what's good and what's bad and how it's impactful in a positive and negative way. And what you get now in this day and age is everyone lives, you know, this life on social media. We're all guilty of it to some degree. And you then set expectations, and you start to present yourself in a certain way. And then if things don't work out and you don't back that up in reality, then there's going to be a backlash. And so it's part of the deal. It's part of the game. And you know, if you're going to play that game, get ready, because if you don't quite – live up to it and back it up, well, you know, then this kind of thing's going to happen. And so it is what it is, and you know, Russ can shut everybody up this upcoming season by going out and having a great season for the Broncos, and then everyone's going to, you know, kind of clam up and start cheering them on.
So many questions surrounding the football teams in our state, Mark. I cannot wait for the football season to start. Then I won't have to ask you about, you know, guys saying mean things about another guy or whatever. So I'm going to ask you, I asked you last week, I might just wash, rinse, and repeat the same questions from last week.
Yep.
With the Pac-12, the TV deal, we're not expected to get information on that at the Pac-12 Media Day on Friday.
Well, how about that, huh?
But we're expecting some news at some point. I don't know if that's breaking news, but it feels like it is.
You know what? It's second verse, same as the first, and 40th verse, same as the first. You know, really, it's interesting. I saw some guy this morning on social media, going back to that, who has got the receipts, basically. He's been keeping tabs on the different reports going back all the way to February. And it's really interesting. He went back on, you know, whatever the dates were, February 6th, you know, it's coming in short order, you know, March 15th. And he was going back and how this thing is just, there has been a lot of smoke. There's been no fire. And now I saw somebody claiming today that they've gone on so long, now there are new suitors out there they're talking to. Well, I'm thinking, well, who is that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that really concerns me moving forward, Brady, is this. In this world in which we live, going back to the social media thing once again, in which there is so much information and it is out there all the time and there are so many leaks out there, you pretty much nothing, you know, rarely are you taken by surprise by anything that you know, that happens within the world of sports. You know, Russell Wilson's trading to the Denver Broncos, I've got to give George Payton great credit. He kept that quiet and it surprised everybody, right? So everything leaks out at some point in time, and especially a story like this with the media rights deal with the Pac-12. As long as it's been going on, you know, the Russell Wilson deal, George Payton and the Seattle Seahawks, boy, they consummated that deal pretty quickly, and they kept it quiet for a few days, and then all of a sudden it came out. This thing with the Pac-12 has been going on so long, you can't tell me that if there was something really legitimately big happening, there wouldn't be a leak someplace that he kind of get some details. And all we continue to hear is this kind of vague kind of response, oh, it's coming, it's going to be big, oh, there's new people involved, and there's never any hard information. And there are some great men and women who are outstanding reporters at a very high level that cover this thing across the country at a national level and are so tied in to all the television networks and all the conferences and all the schools, and somebody would get something at some point in time, and yet we know nothing. How's that possible?
That's the thing. And again, your main question right there, there's new suitors. Like, I'm looking, how many different networks and TV companies are there? You and I talked about that last week. Like, yeah. Turner, I mean, there's only so many options out there.
Well, and because of my vocabulary is failing me right now. But because of the merging of all of these companies, there really aren't that many anymore. It's not like you've got, 50 or 60 large media companies out there, right? You've got the networks, and then there are, ABC, ESPN, Disney owns them. CBS is tied in with Turner, like we talked about last week, and then Fox has got all of its affiliates. So it's not like there are that many out there. So who exactly could you possibly be talking with? And that kind of boisters what I'm talking about, where if they're tying in with one of these kind of companies, somebody's going to hear something, right? On top of the fact that all the companies they'd be talking with are media companies within themselves, so their reporters are going to get something at some point in time. And I've just, at some point, I'm kind of getting worn out by the whole, carrot dangling out in front of us all the time about this, because I'm having a hard time believing some major deal. Now, they may shock me. Who knows? George Kliakoff may shock the daylights out of me and announce some kind of enormous deal that is going to pay, the Pac-12 conference somewhere in the same vicinity that the Big 12 might be making annually. Now, if that happens, fantastic. I'm excited as anybody. I'm just starting to doubt that possibly happening.
Well, and again, one of the reports you saw was it's likely to include a mix of streaming and linear options. Well, like, that's not anything. It's what we've all been hearing is, like, there's going to be different, Apple TVs in the mix, YouTube TV, who knows, and what that linear option looks like, too. So you're right, there's no real information, but if George Kliavkov can, like you said, surprise us and come up with some kind of grand slam, man, he could be. The Pac-12 might build a statue of him.
Right. I mean, no, and that's true. And listen, I hope it works out that way. And because anytime there's movement involved, that becomes very unnerving. And you're seeing the same reports out there that I am. And when I was with Rick George here a couple of weeks ago, I brought it up, and he's like, no comment. I can't tell you anything. And that's great. There was a report out there that I saw. Not long ago, last few days anyway, that the Pac-12 presidents and chancellors had basically told the commissioner, enough, we need hard numbers, and we need them very, very quickly, because there are decisions that have to be made. So if that's true, that's really put some pressure on the commissioner's office to get something in writing, and that, not just speculation. I was told it was not just speculation. It was, we need hard numbers at this point. So if that's true, this thing should be coming to a head relatively quickly, I would think.
Oh, that'll be fun, Mark. That'll give us something to talk about. Hey, tell us about what you got going this week. I'm always excited to hear about this. This sounds like an epic journey coming up for you.
Yeah, on Friday, I leave. There's a group I'm involved with, and every year, the last week of July, so it's always the end of summer for me. I know that when I get back from this, football starts. I leave on Friday and get back on Friday, the 28th. And we go out and we do a 100-mile wilderness ride horseback up in the mountains. We do 20 miles a day on 5 different days, and got a layover day in between. And it's a great group of guys, and really enjoy ourselves. And we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll be disconnected from the world, so you and I will not be talking next week. it's phenomenal. Get out there horseback, and it's great fellowship, and horses and nature and pretty good food and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good week.
Yeah,
it
sounds awesome, Mark. I'm happy you get to go do that right before you gear up for the big football season. And I promise I will not text you next week saying, hey, did you hear what this guy said about primetime? I promise. I won't do it.
Well, I'm excited for the event because, like I said, I do it every year, and it's a fantastic deal. The problem has been my off-season, that when basketball ends, I kind of get things get quiet for me for a number of months. And my off season boiled down to 3 weeks because it rained for the first 3 months.
Mm.
And I've had 3 weeks of July. Now I go on this, and I come back, and we go back to work with football. But that's going to be fun, obviously.
Yeah, well, can't wait to hear you back on the call, my friend. It's either way you slice it, it's going to be something else. This football season for the Buffs is going to be something else.
There's no doubt about that.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Good luck next week.
All right. Sounds good. See you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, I mean, he's right. The Venables comment wasn't really the end of the world. It was, I gave guys 12 months of grace. I was unlike Dion. I gave guys 12 months of grace to figure it out. It's not the worst thing anybody can say, but it also is kind of like unnecessary to throw it in there. This is the way we do it. I don't do it like Dion. but we do it this way. And you didn't call him Coach Prime. So
you see that in sports. You see that in college football. Coaches are going to poke fun. He's the new kid on the block. You got to poke fun at him. But like Mark said, don't go looking for insults. You're just looking to get upset.
It's sports hate. We love sports hate,
That's fine,
hate,
but
Angel.
Don't go searching for it.
If you don't give us
if
enough.
If it happens to find you, just say, that was a good job there. But don't go, I'm looking for someone to punch me. Like, what?
Let's get it started, man. Hey, and Mark said the only way they would play is like, you know, maybe 26 years down the road or something. Not if they're both in the college football playoffs, Angel. Right? That could happen. That could very well happen. 11:52 the time. We'll wrap up this hour. Coming up next is the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Your games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.